The following poem is something that I have been kicking around in my head for a while. If you ask any writer, they will tell you that there are bits and pieces of, whether it's poems or stories, dirty limericks, whatever, that have a way of hibernating in your brain. And sometimes you set them aside, other times you take them out to play with once in a while and hope that maybe they will lead to something concrete. But this is one that I have been setting aside for a little while. And interestingly enough, the day that I choose to pull out the words and play with them once more is Earth Day. And the title is quite misleading because it has nothing to do with Earth Day. But we'll just say it. We'll say it does, just for the sake of being posted today. It's called Roots. These roots extend so deep, stretching across lulls and rushes, laced amid joy and grief, buoyant winds squashing crushes. I've been here, and I remain, etched upon a stone that I am under. Lined with truth and trimmed with pain, this space has not curtailed my wonder. And what of a zig instead of a zag? Would it change the person I became? Had I opted to win the race instead of lag, would I be playing a different game? But I've been here, and I remain, etched upon a stone that rests upon me. Marked by choice and refrain, this space has only spurred my envy. We pine for lightness in our heart, longing to be noticed and taken in. We wait so long for dreams to start, and only later realize what hasn't been. Yet I've been here, and I remain, etched upon a marker cloaked in mud. Veil a mosaic of memories and a name, a lump of skin, bones, muscle, and blood. My lips still speak, my words do quiver, catching my breath at what I feel. Your rain upon me chills until I shiver, in a flash reminded that I am real. So here I am, and I remain, etched upon this heart I find, battling feelings I can't explain, burying past with roots that bind.